Now, have you heard about Extinction Die-ins? It's a form of non-violent protest, particularly against climate change in action, that involves protesters lying down on the ground for a specified amount of times. Protesters say it symbolises the kind of future that we face without government action on the climate crisis. A group of university students are organising to do a mass die-in today, and we have Lucy Chan, the organiser of the die-in, with us in studio now. Lucy, thanks so much for coming in.
That's okay. Thanks for having me.
So why a die-in? Why this form of protest?
I think it's because the climate strike is tomorrow. We wanted to gain as much attention as possible. And we were like, why not? We came up with like a whole list of ideas about a few weeks ago. And we were like, oh, we could do like throwing sponges at like Scott Morrison or like, cardboard cut out of him or like doing whatever. And all of the other ones sort of like fell through a little bit. And then I think I mentioned it at a staff meeting like the other day and they were like, yeah, do it. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm organising this in like 3 days.
This is the one.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we got to try and get 50 people, but we don't know how, so let's just message all your friends, but make sure that, like, you know, UTS doesn't find out either so they don't stop us. And yeah, it's sort of just gone from there, and we decided on a die-in because it really, literally, physical people lying on the floor is pretty cool, I think, as like a little grab of attention from like any students or staff who might be around.
It's a very visual way, I think, as well. Mm-hmm. As saying, you know, this is literally what is going to happen. Yep. if nothing changes.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So do you have any idea how people are going to react or how you want them to react?
I expect people to sort of be like, what is going on? What is happening? Why are people on the floor? I feel like security's going to come in and be like, what is everyone doing? But if we have enough people, which we hopefully will today, security probably won't be able to like get us up all quick enough. So, the plan is sort of to be like, get speakers to be like, hey, this is what we're doing this die-in for. We're in our sixth mass extinction. And you know, if we don't do anything, people who are most vulnerable are going to go first. And we need to stand up for all people. We need to stand up for climate justice. And it's not just about, you know, the climate change and inaction on climate policy, but it's about Indigenous people. It's about Pacific Islanders. It's about people who are on the front lines of climate change. I think like the sort of the students who are going to be like casually chilling in that area will be like, oh, what's happening? But we'll have people with flyers handing out what's like happening tomorrow, and we'll also have like a sheet you can sign your name on to be like, I'll be coming to the climate strike tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the UTS tower because I care about the climate and this is the future, especially for young people, because we are the future. Yeah.
Absolutely. And speaking of the big sort of official school strike for climate protests that are on tomorrow, why so close to that?
Because it's tomorrow. Like, I feel like there's no better way to like gain people's attention than urgency and immediacy, and it's tomorrow. So it's like, it's not like some far off September 20th date that's like, you know, months in advance. It's like, it's literally happening tomorrow. You'd better be there outside the front of the tower. We want hundreds of people. We want like thousands if we can, like everyone from UTS striking for the climate that day and going down. UCID will be walking down Broadway and we'll be joining them and walking all the way to the domain where the main strike is happening. So it's going to be great. It's going to be so exciting.
And so do you think that you're going to try and organise more die-ins or other forms of, I know you said you were tossing around sponges at cardboard cutouts of Scott Morrison. Are you going to be organising more of these events?
Yeah, I think so. I think it depends whether we have a purpose. So for this die-in, it's specifically to raise awareness about the climate strike that's happening tomorrow. Whereas if we were to do a die-in randomly, it wouldn't really make sense. Or like it would probably be about like fossil fuel divestment from like UTS divesting from fossil fuels. But also it's like we got to be careful that we're not like making anyone super like agitated for no reason either, because it's not like UTS is refusing to talk to students about fossil fuels and stuff. Like UTS is pretty on board with sustainability and all that. Yeah. Yeah.
Lucy, we really appreciate your time this morning.
No
Thanks
worries.
For coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Lucy Shen. She's the organiser of today's Dyan protest against climate change in action. One of our wonderful producers is going to be heading down there, so we'll tweet some pictures out once it is in action.